Sailors and their diseases of Venus. Aunt played an avuncular incantation in F major, packed my clothes, and pressed me with dolls. Ill before I set off on the conquest, I worsened in the gruesome enclave of the irascible tango. Blame it on my youth. It coalesced first on my brujola, if you will. A fatty heart can be enchanting, a dip in the Occident. It was utter foolish joy, and I had to undress entirely. The nearest cure was a wash in pearls and masticated lace. The buboes remained. What I want is what we all want in the end. Droit de seigneur from La Mancha to the Urals. I knew no rest, Zeus-like in L.A., Rio, across the raging Po to Treviso, over the Alps to Aleppo, errant and filial to all men, non-genitive. Between the Dordogne and Chichen Itza, I knew too many moles, but no ingest, no conquest, as Aunt would say, though she's beatified. Gauze can act as a deterrent, and the old salts chew almonds. Poisonous gnats with copious mantillas and little flightless birds with silvering parasols in the dry bed of a forest river. I know how to touch a woman. I'm not biased. I've known precocious Amazons, martial, tribal, assonant with gender. Whatever you say, Parpile, you felt rumps in Bristol, some place in Scandinavia and Sussex with the titular gravedigger, and Calais and Rouen, all along the Elbe in kid gloves, post-restant in Cannes, Volgograd, you're a briny ensign. A toast to sailors. Engine rooms of love, oh, love's diastole. A lovely, truant signorita sears the last saw nodule before another dance.